last Friday night. Maple Valley Enderlin football took a trip out to Kindred, suffering their first loss of the season, 26-0. We're talking now with head coach Nathan Hoots. Coach, Kindred was a team that came into that game winless, but you knew they played some tough competition to start the year. Offensively, they limited you guys to just 138 yards, no points. You had mentioned before that game that you felt their linebackers were some of the quickest. They moved really well from some of the teams that you've seen so far this season. Do you feel like that was the key factor in limiting your offense?
Yeah, that and along with their 345-pound nose tackle that took on double and triple teams the whole game. That was he was an immovable object, which allowed their linebackers to roam freely and unimpeded by any offensive linemen. We were unable to get offensive linemen to the second level, which we had for the first three games of the year, which allowed our running game to be successful. But then Kindred game, and we were unable to do that, which certainly caused for chaos to be happening in our backfield.
On defense, you surrender a season high in points, 26, 325 yards of offense. What were some of the struggles that you saw on that side of the football for your defense?
Their entire offense is predicated on deception in the backfield. And we preached all week long to our guys to know your reads and trust your reads every single play. And for about 90% of that game, our guys did a phenomenal job of following, pulling guards, and not getting caught up with all of the fakes that they execute in the backfield. But it's tough for high school football players to stay 100% disciplined the whole game. They want to sometimes be the hero and be the guy that peeks into the backfield and makes a big play at an inopportune time. And unfortunately, it was a little hard for our guys to stay disciplined the whole game. And when we didn't stay disciplined, big plays happened for them.
You had felt that your game against Northern Cass the week before, when you fell behind 6-0 and their defense marched, or their offense marched the football into the end zone, that it was a wake-up call for your defense and for your offense to start picking things up with this stretch of the season. What was the message relayed to your team after this game?
I talked to them and I said that a game like this, getting beat in every phase of the game, can show your team's true character. And adversity shows it's a truth serum that never fails. And so I wanted them to know that the way we bounce back from this game is going to show how good we really are. We have an excellent opponent this coming week and probably the best team in the state in Hillsboro. And I feel like if we can have a couple more good days of practice, we can get prepared for them. But we had to bounce back quickly because there is no rest in this region whatsoever. We don't get any bye weeks based on the teams that we play in this region. And the key was to flush that one down the toilet, watch it one time, realize what you did wrong, and then move on as quickly as possible, because we didn't have any time to hang our heads and feel sorry for ourselves, because we have an excellent opponent coming up in just a couple days.
We're talking with Maple Valley Enderlin football head coach Nathan Hoots. Coach, homecoming week for you guys. You're going to be playing in Enderlin coming up at the end of this week. There's probably a lot of positives that go along with having your homecoming game coming up, and I'm sure there's some negatives, maybe a few kind of distractions that you might see for your players. What are some of the big positives that you can really reinforce, and what are some things that you're having to maybe keep an eye on the players to try to reel them back in?
Oh, yeah, it's a week full of distractions, but I tell the guys, you know what, enjoy homecoming week from 8:30 until 3:30, but as soon as the final bell rings in school, you're mine for the next three and a half hours, and distractions cannot infiltrate practice whatsoever. And the positives with homecoming week is that everybody's excited. The people that don't normally show up to football games maybe come to this game, and maybe we can get a larger home field advantage than we're used to. So we try to channel as many positives as possible coming out of this week filled full of negative distractions for our football team.
Hillsboro Central Valley coming up this Friday night. They are 4-0 on the season. It kind of starts and ends for them on their defense. They've only allowed 18 points to those four games. Jack Camaro, their defensive lineman, he has put up some big numbers, but it seems like from any other team in your region, they get to the football quicker on defense. What are you doing to prepare for that, and what's the strategy against it?
Well, we're hoping that a little max protection can give our quarterback time to throw the ball. Trying to run the ball still with success is going to be the key, because if they're going to be able to just load up in the box and not respect our passing game, it could be a long night for us. We have to be able to do all the little things really, really well this week if we plan on beating a team as talented as they are. And just like Kindred, I was kind of in awe at their skill at every single level. Hillsborough's the exact same way, if not even better. I mean, they have just studs at all three levels. They got great linebackers. They have tremendous defensive linemen, as you spoke to. And their secondary is by no means a weakness for them. They are phenomenal all the way around. All 11 positions are strengths for them.
Grant Skager is their big ball carrier. He's going to get a majority of the carries. Mark Hastings does a great job blocking for him. Again, a powerful offense. They got a good front to create openings for their running backs. What is the plan to try to slow that down?
It starts with stopping Skager in their running game. He is absolutely tremendous. There are so many times you watch on film where there is the opposing team will blitz or they'll plug the gap that he's planning on running through. And 10 seconds later, you know, they're kicking an extra point. They're going for two because he's got such a level of patience in the backfield that you cannot teach. He is tremendously patient, and he can see the hole even when it's not there. And he's patient enough just to sit and wait. And if it doesn't open up, he'll bounce it to the outside. And he's got elite speed and athleticism, unlike a running back we've seen thus far this year.
We're at the halfway, the second half of your football season, and not just because there was a loss for you guys last week, but because you are to the final four games, and I know playoffs is obviously a goal for you guys this year in Class A. As a coach, what do you think is a better emphasis to put on the football team? Is it to win those games, or is it for the broader picture of the playoffs when it comes time to prepping your players?
I try to avoid broad pictures as much as possible and stay focused on the upcoming game. We didn't do what we were supposed to do last week, and we were 0-1 last week, but we move on. We try to avoid looking forward as much as possible and try to look at, oh, if we win this game and if we lose this game, this is going to happen and we're going to end up going here. And we try to avoid all that. Just stay 100% focused on Hillsborough. And then after Hillsborough, we'll be 100% focused on Milner and we'll move on from there. So keeping perspective week by week has been key for us. Doing a pretty good job thus far this year.
Nathan Hoots, head coach of the Falcons. Coach, again, thanks for joining us. Good luck coming up against Hillsborough.
Thank you.